What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Locked on Sharks, the premier hockey podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay. Get out of here, Oakland Raiders. You're no longer welcome to the party. What are we down to? Sharks?
Niners.
Niners.
A's for now.
Giants.
And Warriors.
Oh, yeah, the Warriors.
They're pretty good.
Is there
good.
WNBA?
There's Sacramento. I know Sacramento had one, but Sacramento's not the Bay. So, but yeah.
I know we have one listener from Sacramento. Shout out to Shay.
Yeah, we have a couple, I think, probably.
Do you think they all go home at night and watch parts of Lady Bird just to feel alive? Set in Sacramento. Greta Gerwig's from Sacramento. It's a deep cut for very few people. Welcome back. If you checked out the episodes earlier in the week, we discussed the main roster and the moves that the Sharks made up. So we know what the Sharks roster is going to be. We know what the lines are. So we will preview those coming up at the end of the week. But for today, the content boys needed content and we went to the people.
The people responded.
The people responded and we're going to give the people what they want.
Yes.
It's answers to dumb questions. We didn't actually get any like weird ones this time.
I know.
Other than like one.
Our brand has definitely...
This is too serious journalism of us. I don't like it, but it's neither here nor there. I'm Kyle Demetrius. Back with me as always is JD, the spud stiffy to my limp potato phallus. Let's do
some. You're Locked on Sharks. Your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
I cut you off there for the sake
of... Yeah, we're still working out. We're still working out the kinks. We're still working out the kinks.
For the sake of my own sanity, I cut you off there.
We're working out the kinks. It's okay. Yeah. JD, let's grab some sack. Let's grab some bag.
This question is from... Everyone, what would the proper trade return be for a hurdle that you would
buy? By everyone, I think there was at least six or seven responses.
There's a lot of trade return, yeah. So,
hurdle, boy,
I think you first round pick, and I think you have to ask for either A-, B+ prospect, like a guy who's going to be in the NHL within the same timeline of your. Bordalos, your Aussies, your Robins, a guy who's on the same track as those guys. So that would be my, I think that's the starting point, especially because the Sharks are going to, they have plenty of cap room. So they'll be more than happy to eat whatever salary they can for Hurdle. Yeah. So
I think he went too low. He's a legitimate 1C in the NHL and not like the 32nd 1C. He's much better than that. He's legitimately very good, and a player of his caliber combined with his salary, because even if the Sharks don't eat, he still only makes like 5.9 or whatever it is, 5.6. He makes nothing. And so by deadline time, that's going to be down to like nothing because it goes by day. A team like Colorado can fit him in, especially if the Sharks eat. I think if you say it's Colorado, you got to be looking at a first and Bowen Byram.
Yeah.
Or a first and Alex Newhook, and then maybe add some stuff on there. Like you're not getting, if they got anything less than many first round talents, I would be upset.
Yeah. And you'd think there's also going to be a bidding war for him. If Hurdle hits the market, you're going to have everybody who needs that, you know,
literally every contender will
call. Yeah. Cause I mean, you would assume like all those teams, you know, like
Toronto, Pittsburgh, Washington, Boston, the Islanders, Colorado, Vegas, Florida, Tampa, Edmonton, Montreal. Like they're all going to call.
Yeah. So he's going to be the most likely the 2C on all these teams because most of them are going to have a superstar first line C. But yeah, you can ask for the moon. And if one team won't give it to you, you just go to the next team.
Somebody will.
Somebody will.
I think three top end pieces is not out of the question.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a good team, like if he goes to Colorado, he's probably going to want to resign there. So yeah, three top end pieces. I don't think if they get like a first And then like a fifth, I would be upset.
Yeah.
That might be the final straw for me.
Yeah. But no, I think though you need to get a NHL caliber prospect who's going to either be in the league who's in the league right now or who's going to be on the team next year.
Yeah, like an Alex Newhook or something like that. A Jack Quinn, something like that.
All right. Next question from @EditSteve. What team do you think is better in the next 3 to 4 years? Sharks with Hurdle, assuming prospects develop well, or Sharks without Hurdle with a top five pick this year, assuming prospects develop well? Which team do you want?
This is tough.
Yes.
Hurdle's 28?
27. Yeah, it'll be 28, I think. So.
So you think your guy is 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 season. If you get like your Slavkovsky this year, you're getting his 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and Eklund's 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
Mm-hmm.
I think without Hurdle.
I think so too. Especially with, if you get a top five pick in this loaded draft class, you're getting somebody who's actually might be better than Eklund, potentially. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as we love Eklund, but like then you have Eklund's running partner for the next, you have your new Thornton Marlowe basically for the next whatever many years type of thing, which would be pretty nice to have, especially when they're 19 years old and under cost control for the next bajillion years. So,
in this analogy, is Bordalo Pavelski?
Well, I said Marlowe Thornton.
Yeah, so in this analogy, Bordalo would be Pavelski.
Yeah, sure. Or Couture or whomever. So, and the better one is probably Hurdle. So he's probably going to slide in and be that 2C behind Jor. Yeah. So, like, that's a pretty solid core. Bordalo becomes a, baby Hurdle, and then you have a superstar at center and Eklund on the wing. You're kind of cooking with gas there. So I will take that.
Plus, you're going to get more. I think it's dependent on the haul.
Yeah.
If you're gonna get one first,
if you get like a new hook or a
If you're gonna get one first for Hurdle, then I would just say keep Hurdle. If you're gonna get many things that are
this
like
would be
valuable,
the Sharks top five picks, I guess so. Because you're gonna whatever pick you're getting is gonna be back of the first, So which is gonna
but I would assume they would tank. They would hit the tank at that point. It's so hard because the mystery box, they could be a boat or they could be Thomas Hurdle, but Thomas Hurdle is Thomas Hurdle.
Yeah,
but
Thomas Hurdle
injury
also
history plus his like $8 million contract coming down the pipe. I think it might just be time to, if somebody's going to offer you a lot, it might just be time to do it. And it's going to be tough, but I mean, the money and the prospects, it's such a hard question because we don't know how Hurdle's going to hold up over these next 5 years. If he's perfectly fine for the next 3 to 4 years, then yeah, sure, keep him. But if his knees go, man, it's tough to pass up a Logan Cooley or Morgan Geeky's brother, what's his name? Connor Geeky or Shane Wright or Brad Lambert or Matt Savoy.
Did you see the Geeky highlight the other day where he just stole a man's soul? It's amazing.
It's so good. Yes. There's so many good guys. Yuri Slokowski, the Russian guy that I don't know what his name. It's like Miron Shishnenko. I don't know how to say his name. I'll work it out. But there's so many good guys that I don't know. All right. That's so tough.
But before we get to our next question, we want to take a break. And Kyle, I know he just ate, but he might still be a little hungry.
Yeah, I did my Peloton. It's right here, Peloton. Did a nice little 45-minute ride with Cody, who's great. He's very inspiring. Listened to a lot of Britney. I think this one might have been like an all-Australian ride or something like that. I can't remember. And afterwards, I had some dinner. It's feeling good. But now I know I need a little pick-me-up and a little boost to get me through the night so I don't wake up in the middle of the night hungry. And you know what will do that for me? Built Bar. And the reason is because they have a lot of different flavors, a lot of delicious flavors. And then you can pick your favorite. Coconut, cherry barcia, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate. Anybody can pick anything. They probably have it. And then you can find your favorite and you can get a whole box of them. Or if you don't know what your favorite is, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. And the good thing here is that even though I'm having a late night snack, they're healthy. 17 to 18 grams of protein. Calories range from 130 to 180, depending on which bar you have. Only 4 to 5 grams of sugar. Only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. There's good flavors. They're all tasty because they taste like a chocolate bar. They're all healthy. So order today. Get mint brownie. Get double chocolate. Get whatever your flavor it is. And the cool thing is, You can pretend like you're on the U.S. track and field team because Built Bar is the official protein bar of that team. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 50% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. We're working out the kinks. JD's also on mute. He still hasn't worked that kinked out after two and a half years.
All right.
Next question.
Next question. The last of the hurdle related questions. If Hurdle does leave and you get to choose what team he goes to, assuming all the trade packages are the same, where do you send him? This is from Colorado. Maybe next year.
Colorado.
Yeah, because he's going to destroy people in that second line. Yes.
And I also think they're going to win the cup, or they're very close to it. So I'm not sending him to Toronto. No.
I don't want to send him to Vegas because I can't deal with that. No, hurts my soul.
I'm not going to send Tampa to three-peat. To three-peat?
No. You send him to Florida. He goes hang out with Joe Thornton on his wing. It's a reverse of when Hurdle was a baby. You send him to Florida. Joe Thornton's on his wing, and they go win the cup there in Florida.
I could see that. I just don't trust Bobrovsky.
Yeah, but you have Spencer.
I think Colorado is
Colorado. Yeah, Colorado's the fun. Colorado's the easy one, but Florida's the fun one.
That is my finals pick this year. It's Colorado versus Florida in a 1996 Redux.
That was my pick too.
Copycat.
Okay. Next. From at the Mighty D Rock. If the Sharks are good, are you willing to try to make a trade to make a run? Or if the Sharks are bad, who is gone? I'll start with the bad. You send anybody who isn't nailed to the floor, basically. Hurdle is out the door. If you can get someone to take on Burns, even if you have to eat some contract for that one, to kind of juice up the, you know, the trade package in return. I think anybody who's over 25, basically, you try to get out and you keep Ferraro. I would keep Ferraro, even though he could probably get you a nice package, but he's still pretty good. And,
you're going to try and pump and dump the Nietos, the Coglianos, the
Barabanovs,
all those older guys, the Shimek, all those older guys that aren't going to be around. Maybe even Bonino if you really want to go for it. And then
with his three teams or five teams that he can,
yeah. And then from there you try to unload Birds and Hurdle and Couture and call it a day.
Oh, if you get Couture, that'd be, yeah. And then you just slide that C right over to Faro.
If they're good, do you make a trade to go for it? Yeah, I mean, if they're actually good,
yes, but I don't think they're going to be like good. I think they're going to be good.
The question is, if they're actually good, do you make a trade? Yes.
Are they going to? I don't. But the thing is, like, I don't. I still, even if they're good, I don't see the path for them to beat like a Colorado or a Vegas and giving up an asset.
Jonathan Dahlin has 60 points. William Eklund has 75 points. Eric Karlsson's in the Norris conversation or 1D conversation. Yeah. Brent Burns is back in the 1D conversation. There's a weird world where it could happen.
Yes. But I don't know. I
don't think I'm going to win the lottery, but I still imagine what I would do with $40 million all the time. So you go for it if they're actually good, but you can't go for it if you're in the creamy middle.
Yeah.
That would be silly.
Silly creamy middle. All right. At John Peacock 9 asks, if Kane's contract gets voided, what do you do with the extra cap space?
Roll in it like that Biggie Smalls meme where he's like rolling on the money.
Yeah.
I don't think you do anything with it in
this
season.
Year. Yeah.
You use it to you weaponize it, you strap some nukes to it and eat some bad contracts and get some good assets that are gonna like expire and stuff. But you don't like go and try to trade for somebody that makes $6 million or whatever. You could try to trade for like a Brock Besser. But I don't think they're going to do, but like you could try to do that, but I think you just kind of sit on it, weaponize it at the deadline so that it all clears in the summertime.
And then you go shopping. Yeah.
And then you use it, especially because you'll have a better understanding of what the team is and where it's going and that kind of shit. So yeah, I just don't want them to rush out and be like, here's $5.5 million. Give us this player. It's like, why?
Yeah. And then if you keep Hurdle, then you just take that money. And if you want to resign Hurdle, you just give Hurdle that money and plus whatever extra, you know, because
that's a good point too, is if you just give Hurdle $7 million,
there you go,
and now you have 5.4 or 5.6. I honestly can never remember what the point is on his stupid contract, but then you have $5.6 million or whatever and he makes 7, so there's that. Don't be hasty.
Yeah. Say, yeah, weaponize it this season. Then spend it in the offseason. And if Hurdle's gone, then you go find a new 1C or 2C or somebody, you know, to help solidify
a lot of money.
Yeah. So, at JaredFootball9 asks, which currently underrated shark do you think breaks out this season?
Underrated. Okay. So we can't go with Couture or Hurdle or Burns. That's probably it.
Yeah.
Can't go with Eklund.
No.
It's not underrated per se. You can't go with any of those bottom. Well, you could go with those. Honestly. Timo. He's underrated now.
Yeah.
Whenever you see like the guys like Justin Bourne and Byron Bader and the guy that runs Elite Prospects, JD Burke and stuff like that, and they're doing their lists of that draft. Yeah. Like, look at how many good players in that draft. They always leave Timo off because he's had a couple down seasons. He's underrated now, especially makes $6 million. People are worried. We had to field so many calls last year. So many calls. Who are we? We had to field so many questions last year about, like, what do you do? Do you try to trade him? His $10 million qualifying offer. I think he might be back.
To underrated. Yeah, he looks good.
He's underrated season. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Timo, this is going to be a big Timo.
This is probably the shit or get off the pot here.
Yeah. I think he would be a dark horse to potentially lead the team in goals this year.
Oh, hell yeah. I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Who are you going to say?
I was thinking Jonathan Dahlin, which I'm kind of surprised you didn't pick. But yeah, I think Jonathan Dahlin, you know, like, I know it's his rookie year, but, you know, he's had the road less traveled for his as a prospect. But I think he, especially, you know, after burning down Allsvenskan, I think he comes out and has a breakout year this year and is, you know, a 25 goal type of scorer, like proves that he can be a 25, 35 goal scorer in the NHL. So, but if I was a betting man, or if I wanted to bet, you know where I would go, Kyle?
Where?
BetOnline.ag. So BetOnline is back and better than ever with all eyes on the gridiron as teams are back on for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all pro and college football action this season, as well as basketball, hockey, other sports that you might enjoy. Baseball is right now in the playoffs. With the new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From football, basketball, boxing, hockey, college football, baseball, basketball, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, next question.
You forgot to take the thing off.
I did. I'm taking it off right now.
Take it off, JD.
Woo!
When was the last time you went to the strip club? It's a question I just added in now.
Bachelor party.
Haven't you been married forever?
12 years now, yeah.
And none of your other friends went to a bachelor party or anything? Let's say you have to go to a strip club and a bachelor party. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Damn. All right. You should come to the draft next year in Montreal. Steph, if you're listening, close your ears. And we'll go to Chez Paris.
Okay.
We'll have a good time. Montreal, strip club capital of Canada. It's great.
Awesome. I know. Yeah. Going to Canada. It's on the bucket list. I need to go. All right. @maybe_next_ Do you think Bob gives the kids a long leash? I think he has to. He's got too many of them.
He's got like 1,000 kids. To do.
He's a preschool teacher now.
Yeah.
You think Bob, seven. like when with my youngest, you know, like the teacher has a lot of like songs like, you know, like, hello, Jackson's good to see, like a very sing-songy. Do you think Bob's like that in the meetings? You know, like, hey, guys, nice to see you. All right, we're going to work on our, like, today we're going to work on our forecheck. And Brett Burns is just like, Jesus Christ. This is why you need to watch the YouTube.
William, you get a gold star for your passing yesterday.
Mario.
He gets first choice of the toys.
Yeah, Mario, you were a little late on that pass.
Mario's not in preschool anymore. He's graduated.
Well, everybody gets taught the same, you know. Anyway, yes.
I thought you were going to make a joke. I thought you were going to say, like, when a poo has eight children. Got them, like, on the little leash and stuff, little walking them around. Yeah. he turns it into a zoo. I think yes, because the skill level of the kids this year is a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But also yes, because like you said, he needs them. Like, he needs Darlene and Eklund to figure their shit out, and he needs Jasper to be the solid 4C. I think some guys, like, I think Hataka might have a little bit less leash, and I think Jasper might have a little bit less leash, or Lane might have a little bit less leash. I think William Eklund and Jonathan Darlene, well, William Eklund's leash is probably 9 games.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think Darlene might have a little bit more, and so I think there's going to be a little bit more, but I don't think it's going to be like, yeah, you're in the lineup forever. I don't think Bob's that kind of guy.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a Sasha thing where it's like, here's one game, we'll see
you. Oh, if he does the Shellman, Sasha, True, Chekovich thing where they play like one game, then they're out for 7 of them, I will be so frustrated.
Yes, especially because, yeah, you have a lot of young, talented players. Like, you have to give them time. So, all right, now we're going to start our William Eklund portion of the questions. So,
let me take my pants off first.
Yes. At Jumbo Jonesy _. If you had to pick one aspect of Eklund's game, E5's game, he needs to work on or improve other than his size, what would it be? I think it's his shot. So I think it's a good shot, but he needs to kind of get a little bit stronger and a little bit more deceptive with it. And that's just going to come with being in a NHL weight room and just more practice with that. So nothing I'm worried about right now. Like, I don't think he's going to be like, you know, 4 years from now, we're like, man, Eklund doesn't have a shot. I think it's just, that's the one thing he needs to work on. So,
yeah, I was going to say scoring.
Yeah, that'll come.
I mean, like, if he has like 60 assists in a year, then who cares?
Yeah. At Shig_Gig, how many points do you think Eklund ends with the season with? We had a lot of Eklund points, so that was the first one I picked. So we'll do goals and assists.
Points? Because if he's going to win the Calder, he's got to be up by 70. Yeah. If he's going to win the Calder, he's got to be up in that 70 range, but that's lofty. I'm going to say 58.
I'm going to go... Let's go... 20 goals, 40 assists, so 60 points. Yeah,
that's a big season.
I think he's a big dude.
that's a large grown man season.
Well, we've already been on the he's winning the Calder, so we gotta,
yeah, we can't back down now. So nope. There you had it, 60 points.
At 661 Hockey Fan asks, how big was that Joner after seeing EK5 score his first goal at home?
Do you think this person meant EK65 or?
No, I think he meant E5. Yeah, we'll go with E5.
Did he score at home?
The
Rudy goal.
The Rudy goal, yes. I had to send the children upstairs.
I forgot about it because I literally died and passed on. This is actually a ghost doing this now.
Can confirm. All right.
I'm thinking. Get okay. out of here, JD. I'm thinking.
You were dead.
No. Have you never watched First Take? Jeez. You gotta let the space breathe. I'm working the room right now. Yeah. Come on. It's a good way not to say no. Helpful tip. Yeah, it was pretty exciting, but I famously don't care about the preseason, so who gives a shit? call me when he does it on Saturday. Imagine he scores on Saturday. Do you think he's going to score on Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine he gets a hat trick.
And then he fights somebody?
No.
He just comes out.
I don't want him fighting. God. Anyway, moving. You can move on now. I'm done.
Okay. At Andrew America asks, I love him, but what kind of trade capital does John Leonard have? None.
Yeah. Everybody overrates their own prospects is a big thing, and he just got sent down to the AHL. You might be able to pull something out of him, but he's far more valuable to the Sharks than he is to anybody else.
Yeah, so. It would be one of those like Barrett Banoff, you know, like where you just trade like your prospect for their prospect. But no, they like Leonard.
How dare you remind me of Vontae Tuimoloa?
Yes. Yeah, they like Leonard. They just want him, I think, to develop a little bit more down there, which is fine.
Yeah, and nobody's going to want him to the point that they'll offer something remotely valuable. So
yep.
Don't worry about it.
At Douglas1 asks, where does Bear Bonta fit best in the lineup?
The press box.
Ouch.
Not a Bear Bonta guy. He's played 9 games. Probably in a scoring role. I don't think putting Barabanov on the fourth line with like Jasper and Cogliano or Jasper and Nieto or something like that is going to be valuable.
No,
he scores. So I think if Rudy isn't giving you what you want on the second line, you could plug him in there. Or if you want your third line to have a little scoring zip with LeBanc and Barabanov, I think he's got to be put in an offensive role. I don't think this is a guy that you're just going to Swiss Army knife around and
yeah,
do all these
like
different
Rudy,
things.
You can slide up and down, and you're yeah. Like I don't worry yeah. about Rudy, but like yeah, yeah. Barabanov, if he's on the fourth line, I'm like you know, type of thing. But yeah,
you want to pull some suck some offense out of that guy, not yeah. try to do something else.
Yeah, actually, if you want your third line, LeBanc, Bonino, and Barabanov, that's not the worst third line in the world. So I'll take that.
Nope.
At Don Dustin asks, what if the Sharks actually did trade the 7th pick to Buffalo for Reinhardt and the 14th pick? How different would the franchise look?
There would be no E5. I would have a lot more cum in my balls.
With the P?
Stored with the P is stored in the balls, buddy.
Yep.
I really hope corporate listens to this one.
Oh, man.
We actually pulled the curtain back. Speaking of Wizard of Oz from yesterday's show, we don't actually know when they do it, but then sometimes they'll send us notes. Which is really funny. We're just like, okay, cool. I forgot the question. E5 if he's not there. Sorry, I got sidetracked by cum. It happens to the best of us. Okay, so we know that their big board was Beniers, then Eklund. Mm-hmm. But then they dropped a bunch of hints that Wallstedt was probably the next guy. And Wallstedt went 20 to Minnesota. So you got to imagine that they get Reinhardt, they get 14, and they take Wallstedt at 14 instead.
Yeah.
So now you're looking at another top 6 C. He's very good. You would either have a devastating Hurdle-Couture Reinhardt down the middle, or you could slide Couture or Hurdle to the wing.
Mm-hmm.
And then have Reinhardt in a top 6 role like that, or Reinhardt to the wing, but I think he's the center. He plays most of the center. So Hurdle could maybe go play wing. You would have a much better top 6 right now because Reinhardt's better than William Eklund right now, obviously. That's not how we're viewing William Eklund. So, but then you'd also have Jesper Wallstedt in the pipe. So they nice wouldn't, and then they wouldn't have taken Ben Gaudreau probably, which means they would have taken some other random third round guy. That's getting too spirally. But
yeah,
I think you would be looking at Wallstedt rather than Eklund. But Reinhardt, don't disrespect Reinhardt. He's very good. So
they would be in a better position to win now.
Yes.
Especially, yeah. Assuming they, you know, then they wouldn't have to have signed Bonino. They could have gone and got another winger or, you know, something like that. Or you take that money from Bonino and Cogliano and try to get, you know,
they could have done some different stuff. So
stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah,
like Reinhardt's a legitimate NHL top 6 right now. And I think he's like 25 or something like that. So that would have been quite an interesting reset.
Yeah. And then, you know, once you would figure you would have Hill and then Reimer for 2 years. And as soon as Reimer's done, you have Wallstedt.
Yeah. Wallstedt would be coming over next year, the year after. There's not a lot of waiting on that guy. Yeah. So,
yep.
A little sliding doors moment.
Yeah. I think this will be
that's some 2022 offseason content right there.
Yes, sir. All right. From YouTube, Jacob Lyons asks, if you get any former Shark to this current team in their prime years, who would you bring back? Only rule is they can't still be an active NHL player. This is an easy answer.
What do you mean? It's Owen Nolan.
Nolan, yeah. But I was thinking if you could add someone, Dan Boyle.
I was going to say Sandis Ozilinch.
Yeah. If you added somebody to the defense there, and then, that's spicy. But yeah, I think Owen Nolan, because then he slides into the Rudy spot. Yeah.
Now you're cooking.
Oh, top boy.
Six is cooking.
Yeah.
That means Hurdle, your third line Owen is Nolan. That means that. Oh, my God.
Then you have Rudy,
No, I think Hurdle would switch to the wing and Nolan play center.
But
anyway, it doesn't really matter. And then you'd have Rudy, Bonino, LeBanc. But if you go defense, if you add Boyle or Ozilinch, then you've got Ferraro, Burns, Boyle, Carlson, Kanishov, Takas. Oh my
God. Who cares about the last two?
Oh my Lord.
I kind of want to go Boyle.
Or Ozilinch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's one of those three.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. I know that. Jonathan Chichu? Nah. It's got to be one of the. Evgeny Dabakov? Arthur Zerbe? He was good. Ed Belfour played for a hot second. If we get him in his prime, actually, that would be the answer.
That's the answer.
You get prime Ed Belfour. Wait, Mark Messier was a shark?
You get prime
Mark Messier. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, who is another old ass man?
Gordie Howe put on a Sharks jersey.
He did put on the Sharks jersey. Who's another old Gordie ass Howe. Man that they signed that was clearly dead? Prime Jeremy Roenick? Prime Gary Suter? Like, prime Doug Wilson? He won the Norris.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's Nolan or Boyle.
Yeah.
That's a fun question.
That is a fun one. Oh, and who's your all time favorite non Sharks player?
Nick Lidstrom.
Eric Lindros. So, Frank Rojas from YouTube also asks, what's the beef against Jake Middleton? He can't be that bad. I mean, the Sharks like him enough to keep him around. It's not that we have beef with him. It's
I
just
hate people with the name Jay.
Yeah. it's just he's a perfectly cromulent seventh defenseman who can slide in and play 7 minutes a night for you, but like there's no upside. And that's the thing. We want upside. Like, you're not winning the cup with Jake Middleton on your defensive roster. So
yeah, it's that he's taking away time from like a Hataka or Kanishov or a Merkley or Kinyeza or something like that. Not so much that we dislike him. It's just he represents GM's trying
to get fired.
Yeah, exactly. He's just the avatar for the things we don't like.
Yeah.
It could be anybody. It could be Dalton Pratt. It's all the same.
Rodney from YouTube asks, what was one thing from the preseason you're optimistic about and one thing you're worried about?
What are we optimistic about? Let me tell you about William Eklund.
Our Lord and Savior. I was going to skip William Eklund. I was just going to say, I think the offense is going to be a lot better this year. Because
their expected goals was like 6th and their real goals were like 25th or something like that. So I think the real goals might.
Yeah, if they kind of meet in the middle there. I'm still worried about the defense's tendency to give up 2-on-1s, which appears to be a feature, not a flaw in the system. But I think having Hill back there will help to mitigate those disasters a little bit more. But yeah, the defense still worries me because
same. I'm worried about the defense as well. It's got to take a step forward.
Yeah,
that's what it is. And I'm optimistic, obviously, about William Eklund. I mean, what else can you be optimistic about?
Yeah. Jack Olson from YouTube asks, which player is most likely to bounce back from the last couple of years? Carlson, Burns, Timo, or LeBanc?
Well, I think Timo 1, and then I think Carlson 2, LeBanc 3. Burns is bouncing back. The thing about Burns bouncing back is that he's had like a slow, steady decline rather than just like the sharp off the cliff.
Yeah.
Also, sad state of affairs when Vlasic wasn't even mentioned. Poor guy.
This is Dead Cat Bounce.
Poor guy. Yeah, I take it. Do you think dead cats bounce?
Well, when they hit, there's like that little like
how high do we gotta shock. Go?
Yeah, and then it's not much, but there's still the like.
But
the energy has to go
splatter.
Back somewhere.
At some point, the kinetic energy goes into the ground and they just explode, right?
Yeah, but there's still pieces going up.
True. Okay, yes. I see where we're at. I think Timo's going to have a big season. He's got to do it. He's looked better.
Yeah.
Maybe getting Kane off the team is the best thing for him, but he's going to be in that first line role. And then I think Carlson, Carlson Ragnarok, we might be cooking with something. He changed up the mojo.
Yeah, I agree. I think Timo has a big season. Like I said, I think he leads the team in goals this year. That's my fun thing. So, Jerry Boss from YouTube asks, will the Sharks be better or worse than last season and why? They're gonna be better. They just have
better
talent.
Be better.
They have better talent, like, across the board, like, better forwards. They have a better top six than they did last year. They have real depth in the bottom six. You know, again, like we've said, their third line last year is the first line on the AHL right now. So that's a big thing. The goaltending is going to be light years better than what it was last year. And the defense is probably going to be the same. So,
yeah, I think they're better, which is kind of fool's gold at this point. So maybe they are a little bit better, but they don't put it together and suck, and then they put it together. But I do think they will be a little. The roster just seems to have more talent.
Agreed. All right, QWERTY.
How many more of these we got?
Two more.
Okay.
QWERTY from Instagram asks, non-Sharks, but have you guys watched All or Nothing on Amazon Prime?
I haven't, but I'm so excited that the season where they blew a 3-1 series lead to the Montreal Canadiens and lost in seven is the one immortalized forever on Jeff Bezos' rocket ship.
Yeah.
So excited to watch this. I just haven't had the time. I've been watching Sex Education, which is a good show. Good fun.
I have not watched it yet because, again, I don't have the time. I've been rewatching Archer, which I highly recommend. So, yes.
Okay, fair.
Last question, Jacob_Jacob Forrester, who is the Locked On Cumbus host, asks, please assign a San Jose Shark to the following types of shark. Whale.
Yeah, stop there. Whale would have to be a giant, gentle shark. Who is giant and gentle? Hurdle?
Hurdle's big ass.
Hurdle's got a big ass, and he's a sweet, sweet boy.
Yes.
Okay, so Hurdle is a whale shark.
Nurse shark.
Eric Carlson, because he's always hurt.
Yes. Hammerhead shark.
Mario Ferraro, because the man cannot stop moving.
That's a good point.
Hammerhead shark's got to do this dumb shit all the time because they got to see. That's Mario Ferraro, just all the time.
All the time, yes. Great white shark.
Brent Burns?
Brent Burns. Yeah, it's Brent Burns.
He's big. He's scary. He eats a lot of meat.
Yes.
I feel like Brent Burns at many points in his life has just had like blood in his beard.
Oh, yeah.
Animal, his.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Column B. Tiger shark.
I think they're kind of scary. I don't. Tiger shark. Maybe Jonathan Dahlin, because we don't know what he's all about. I don't really know what tiger sharks do.
I was going to say Shimmick. He's got like all the tats on the arms.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
The scary eye. Yeah.
Perfect. I like it.
Basking shark. I have no idea.
William Acklin. Basking sharks don't do shit. They just sit in the sun, like in the sand, in the shallow, and they're small and cute.
Oh, nice. And a Mako shark.
I don't know. The Lord.
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know what a Mako shark does. That's all we got, man.
We're done. We did it, Kyle.
Hell yeah. You could ask us dumbass questions. Actually, these questions were really good, but if you do want to ask us dumbass questions, you can
also
do that.
RIP to Berserker. The first time he didn't get a question in the mailbag. Disappointed.
Yeah. Shit's weak. If you would like to ask us anything about the Sharks or anything non-Sharks related, clearly we don't care. Locked On Sharks on Twitter. If you would like to get at us on Facebook or Instagram, you can do that at Locked On Sharks. If you'd like to get us at YouTube, if you're watching this, congrats. JD's got a nice jar situation in the back.
Yes. My wife.
My wife. She's white. She has a PSL and goes to a pumpkin patch. Anyway, Locked On Sharks on YouTube. Obviously, you can leave comments there, interact with us, subscribe, download. Well, I don't know how to work YouTube. Clearly. Email lockedonsharks@gmail.com. I read them yesterday and we're doing this back to back, so I won't call it.
So we're wearing the same shirts.
So that's why we're wearing the same outfits. lockedonsharks@gmail.com. JD's at my fry hole.
Kyle is at Kyle Demetrius.
We'll be back tomorrow with more Sharks content because we're the content boys. Always contenting all the time. Boys.
Thank you for making us your first listen. And get beer from the beer store.